Around 11 at night, the party was in full swing when a truck full of masked, armed men drove into the square. They jumped from the vehicle and opened fire. They didn't seem to care who they hit. Old people and children were among the 35 people who died. One of the men had drawn his gun on the husband of my mother's friend. "Please don't kill him," she had pleaded. "Please, for the sake of our children, I beg you." But he killed them both. After the massacre at La Chinita, the violence in and around Apartado became much more intense. Armed groups sometimes turned up in villages, forced all the men, women, and children into the plaza, and sifted through them, executing anyone found guilty of supporting their rivals. They murdered grocers who sold food to the wrong side. They killed teachers who were teaching the wrong lessons. They slaughtered husbands in front of wives, parents in front of children, community leaders in front of entire villages. Many families were ordered to abandon their homes. Money was extorted from those they allowed to remain.
Farley's just told us about a massacre that happened in Apartado, and it was really awful. 35 people were shot to death at a party, including a friend of her mother's. After that, the violence in Apartado got even worse. Armed groups rounded up and killed anyone who supported or did business with their rivals, the other armed guerrillas they were fighting against. Lots of families got kicked out of their homes, and people who were allowed to stay had money extorted from them. Do you know what extorted means? It's when you take something from someone by threat or force. Making people pay you not to hurt them or destroy their property is one way to extort money. That's what happened to Juan Elias's father with his farm, and I'm guessing it's what happened to these people, too. Let's continue reading from the top of page 39.